Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, y'all? Happy Sunday. It is your favorite hypoxic homie, Riri. Thank you so much for tuning in. Not sure where Coco is, but you know how she do. She pop in and she pop out, but she be popping. So we just going to wait on Coco a little bit. Oh, my goodness. How was your week? Let's start there. If we have any listeners who are live, could you pop in the chat that you can hear me? That will make me happy. Let me know. I am logging on to make sure that I can see everything. All right. So if you were listening last week to the episode, Don't Be No April Fool, you know that we got cut off guard because I didn't make the show longer than an hour, and it was actually a really, really good discussion. But toward the end of the episode, we found out that one of our planner babes, Plan and Enjoy Life, also known as Sean, passed away. So I would just like to give a moment of silence to send up love and peace and healing and, you know, hugs to her family and all of the planner babes who are mourning her loss. All right, you guys, we got to make sure that we live by her planner name, that we have to plan and enjoy life. And if the health experiences that I had last year didn't teach me anything, it really encouraged me to kind of live, right? Live. It doesn't matter what you're doing. You just live. And which is why I adopted the mantra this year to do it scared. And I've been doing it. And I know that Sean would want us to enjoy life, and hell, by enjoying it, we're doing it scared. So if it's something that you've been, you know, really scared to do, be sure to call in and let us know. It doesn't matter what point in the show. You are always welcome to call into the only, the only planner radio talk show that you can call in and get feedback and have discussions with live on air. The number to call in is 515-602-9680. Again, that number is 515-602-9680. I'll give you a chance to share to your stories, to your news feed, send out smoke signals and everything so that you can tell your friends to, you know, join us over here. We're about to have us a good time. Thank you to the chat for letting me know that you can hear me. That always makes me happy. Okay, so to start off, we're going to start off with what is in your cup. I have, what do I have in my cup today? Today I have, coffee. I have coffee in my cup, but I switched my cup. So because it is a holiday week, do you know what holiday it is this week? I'll give you some time to think about it. But since it is a holiday week, let me see if I can take a picture and post while I'm on so that we can celebrate the holiday. My sister had made this cup a while back, and I said that I wasn't going to use it because I thought it was backwards, but it's not backwards. I'm backwards. Maybe I'm just jealous because I can't enjoy. Cheese, say hey, y'all. Hey, y'all here too. Okay, so I'm going to put that in my story so y'all can see what holiday it is. All right, so. Oh, that coffee hot. I got hot coffee, caramel macchiato, creamer. I did less sugar. It's black coffee. I've gotten lots of comments about the decaf. And so y'all have told me that decaf coffee still tastes like coffee. So I'm going to put some in my cart and actually drink some decaf coffee. So I think last week we started talking about all the Go Wild preparation. That's probably what Coco doing, packing for Go Wild. And I am so jealous. Are you jealous about not going to Go Wild? I mean, I'm not jealous of the price tag, but I am jealous that I won't get to experience it. But soon. I'm not even going to be jealous. I'm just going to stay off the internet so I don't have to see it. Oh, but I have to investigate. Huh. Okay, well. So packing up for Go Wild. We talked about all the different things that we have going on, different events. But where we left off with was a bit of a confusion with the emotional manipulation of shops, right? And so we were talking about how shops will sometimes say they're going out of business and have a big to-do, big blowout sale, and people who have supported the shop for a very long time will, you know, show up and show the fuck out because I've been supporting you. I really hate that you're leaving. It's our last time to be able to get these things. And so, of course, you're like, we need to get all the things I can now. And then for them to turn around a couple of weeks later and be like, ha-ha, hello, I'm back. Well, one of the shops that came up was Printpressions. And so I had to go back and do some more research. And like I thought, Kane did not say that he was closing down forever. He said that he was going to take a break so that he can kind of figure out what was next for Printpression. How and ever, y'all be distracting me. okay, what was I saying? Oh, so when I went back to go do the research, he did say that he was going to be coming back, but the name of the video was very much so clickbait-ish, like, oh, it's over. And I think that's what kind of led people astray if they didn't listen to the video. So I did listen, but still, I think the fact that he's already came back out with stuff, I mean, and stuff is still like full price. It's like, well, why didn't you just do a blowout sale? And so that kind of threw people for a loop. But on that same vein, I've been talking about this specific planner shop that has been putting out comments about shopping for, let me see if I can find my receipts. I don't be wanting to lie. I know that, right. I don't be lying. I try not to lie on Sunday for sure. Okay, here we go. I need some glasses. Okay, there is a particular planner shop that always talks about wanting people to purchase because they are going out of business. And so here is one of the things she says. Hello. Everyone, here's another one. This is another shop. Not the one that we've been talking about forever, but this is another one. But this is the type of emotional manipulation that I've been talking about. Hello, everyone. I just wanted to pop in here since it's been so long and give a brief update. I've been MIA for the good part of a year because I've been completely overwhelmed with life. My dad died a year ago, the military stationed in a different location, and we've had a difficult time selling our house, thank you, interest rates, to try and join him. There are actually a few more deeply personal things that has happened, but I'm not comfortable sharing, which is absolutely okay. I want to let you know that I'm caught up on orders. I'm getting used to all the chaotic changes in my life, and I wanted to let you know that I'm back. I'm sorry if I've disappointed any of you with my absence and longer shipping times over the last few months. I'm confident that I'm going to stay on top of things from here on out. I do have a small release tomorrow. I'm excited for you to see what I've been working on, and I'm excited to get involved in the community, both here and on Instagram. Thanks for coming to my TED Talk. Okay, so while this is, I guess, not specifically emotional manipulation, it does give you that whole propaganda playing to my emotions things because, hey, I'm sorry I took so long to order. I'm going to do better. I got a new release. You didn't have to give the specifics, and I guess you wanted to, you know, for your loyal customers, but it just seems a little sketchy. Here's another one. This is from the other company that I've been reading about for a while. It's been a rough, long season. Well, rough year. For the sticker shop community. It keeps me up at night worrying about the shop. I've seen so many small shops close their doors this year. I'm working so hard and trying my best to keep pushing through. This is my family's main source of income aside from my husband's job outside the home. Reaching out for help in this way is me fighting for my shop. I've worked so hard to get where I am, and I've invested so much of myself. I couldn't and can't do it without you all. If you can afford to help, it would mean everything to me. So the problem is, oh, and so the quote on that, I mean, the caption on that post is, please share. Please help my family tonight. Please stop by and see if you can find anything you've liked. I've worked really hard to save enough money to afford new releases. It's been a struggle, but I won't stop fighting for my shop. My shop means everything to my family. I hope you can help me by picking up some new releases or a small order. My family is truly so grateful for all the continued love and support. So one of the chat comments says, why you only come online when you have something to sell? Can you not give an update without asking people to buy things? And I agree with that. If you want to foster a relationship with your customers, you can do that without selling something. Like you can comment on their post. You can like, share, and promote their post that they use, even when they're not using your stickers. You can inbox on questions. You can talk about what's going on in your life without throwing in the whole, can you buy this from me after your sob story? Like, to me, that's what makes it feel disingenuous. I think that's the right word I want to use. It just doesn't seem sincere, right? And it feels like you're trying to emotionally manipulate me. And I don't like that. Last week we had a caller who had been through that. And what she noticed, I mean, what she said toward the end was, after you found that you have been emotionally manipulated, it's really, really hard for me to even go back to your shop and think about purchasing anything because I don't want to purchase anything. And why should I? You played me. And what your mama, I don't know if your mama said it, but my mama said, you played me once, shame on you. You played me twice, shame on me. And that's when, you know, that's where it comes back to don't be no April Fool or Boo Boo the Fool. And speaking of fools, child, I was lurking on the interwebs today. And I saw a post that says your favorite planner stickers will be gone. Take advantage now. Now, mind you, these are 90% off. Hey, members. Yes, members. Everything must go. I guess it's supposed to say sale? I don't know. Anyway, the sale is booming. Now is the time to get your hands on some good stuff. The shop will close down on Saturday at midnight. New stuff, new web design, so much more. What are you waiting on? 90% off. You can't beat that with no one else. Go. Now, mind you, this was 2 days ago. Now, 5 days ago, it was 85% off. 6 days ago, it was 80% off. It just keeps going higher and higher. Well, on the last one, someone commented, well, I'm actually waiting on a response about my multiple orders that I have not received and have been ignored about. You know, we don't mention this planner name no more. So she replied back, no one is overlooking you. I made a post that I dropped my phone and I will not be able to respond until I get a new one in the mail. I'll follow up by email shortly. Now, before I even go any further, how you responding to my chat on Facebook, but you can't respond to my email for your shop? Ma'am, where are your priorities? Somebody tell me I'm wrong. Am I wrong? You can respond on Facebook, but you can't email me back. Okay. All right. It's just me then. I'm just hating. All right. So then the customer replies back with, the lies just don't stop with you. I know that I am not going to get what I paid for. It's a shame that you did business this way. You just do not know how to tell the truth, and it's always an excuse with you. And, y'all, we know it is. It's always an excuse. The same bullshit every week, every month. Nothing freaking changes. And it really bothers me. Like, I don't know why I let it bother me so much. And I think because I just really love the planner community and the women in it. I mean, even the men. Let me not be, you know, sorry, I didn't mean that, y'all. But I love the people in the community, and I just don't think it's right to fucking scam over them. And I mean, just do right by people. What the fuck is? How hard is that to do right by people? If you wrong, say you wrong. Take that L and learn from it. Right? Okay. So that brings me to the topic at hand today, which is, it goes in the same vein of not being a fool and not being taken advantage of. But I want to talk about planner bullies. Let's talk about it. This is a really dark roast. It's supposed to be nutty and smoky. And the caramel macchiato kind of gives it a little in the back. So it's not too sweet, of course, because, I'm cutting back on the sugar. But it's really, really tasty. I really enjoy it. It's one of the ones that came from my subscription. I got 2 new bags of coffee I haven't opened yet. But I'm going to open one this week because it's called 4 and 20. Have y'all caught on to what the holiday is? Yes, nutty coffee. let me see. Ooh, that was tasty. I'm sorry, y'all. I didn't mean to be smacking in your ear. Okay. So let's chit-chat about this situation. Allegedly. Let me say allegedly. Because I want to get your point of view. Here we go. There was a shop that was having a sale. It was supposed to be $3 for some pens. Now, I'm going to put my glasses on, my spectacles, because y'all know I'm getting old. So, here we go. Now, yeah, okay, so the sale on the pen was supposed to be $3. You were supposed to get 15% off the $3, and they were supposed to be $2.60. However, they were ringing up 60 cents. 60 cents for a pen. When I say pen, think a Simply Gilded standard, like gel pen. I've seen those pens at the Honey Bee Shop. Simply Gilded, who else? The Honey Bee Shop, Simply Gilded, Erin Condren, I just saw a video today. She had the same pen. Okay, so you know what pen I'm talking about. It's not a Villa Beautiful pen. It is not a U Brand pen. It is a gel pen, probably a little pattern on the front. It's a pen. It's a pen. Okay. An ink pen. All right. So the owner of the company makes a post. Now, y'all know y'all not supposed to be getting them pens for 60 cents each. We're taking a huge loss, but I don't feel like fighting it today. I have other things to do. So with that being said, at everyone, yes, she tagged everyone in the group, all caps, every single one of you should be telling other people in your office, your friend group, your neighbors, social media, etc., to buy the pens. And if you really care about us, email us and pay the difference. They're supposed to be $2.60 for you all. 15% is supposed to come off after it's marked down. It's coming off before. But again, I'm really not in the mood to fight the glitches today. I know people will take advantage of a system glitch if they can. So there's that smirky smug face. Happy Friday. I hope you got your wallets, pajamas. I guess I should have left that last part off. Well, the comments. Oh, good morning. I'm emailing right now. I absolutely apologize. I wasn't even thinking, and I have no problem rectifying it. I would never try to get over or take advantage of you and or your business. Okay. The next comment. I have to change the voices, so I might go to a deeper voice, but it doesn't mean that this person has a deep voice. This is all just voice acting, and I don't want to confuse you. Another person, except me, you know, I'm telling you, and I'm removing the code because we are adults and we know better. The owner of the company then replies, and I appreciate you, and I'm just simply not in the mood for tussling. I am over here trying to pack this house. 60 cents is literally an insult. But again, human nature is human nature. So I'd hope some people would understand it takes money to run a business. I'm going to go pray and keep it pushing. But you know I'm side-eyeing and taking mental notes. Now listen. Okay, I want to stop here and say something. But I don't even know. Vivian Planning says, so it's our fault your system made a mistake? That sounds like a you problem, not a me problem, baby. I am so in agreement with you. Listen, how you going? Okay, so we talking about planner bullies, right? Okay, so then the shop owner is still saying, because, like, how am I supposed to ship this? Again, I'm about to turn on some praise and worship and push through, because if I don't, I love everyone, and I'm going to lean into that. Someone else says, I thought the rule was to cancel the order. Somebody else said, oh, well, the website is still showing them at 60 cents. What to do? Someone says, well, can we put it as a tip, or is emailing better? Well, someone says, the shop owner says, well, you can do either, whichever one is easiest for you. So now, you know, bully these people into paying you and emotionally manipulated them Because if they don't pay you, you looking at them funny and judging them while they're in your group still buying your shit because they got a pen for 60 cents. So people are asking, and further in the comments, well, what email address do you want to send the difference? And some people said, oh, I got the invoice. I'm trying to rectify my situation. Somebody asked about just canceling the order. Period. And somebody else, now this person, I kind of like them and their approach to it. I saw the 60 cent in my cart and I said, nah, I know this is a glitch. So I'll just wait until it's remedied. I ordered my wallet separately as to not further throw off the numbers. I'm not going to do that to you, shop owner. So somebody said, then the shop owner replied, you can place the order and either add the difference in the tip section or email us for an invoice. It's too much hassle to remove the membership coding for the weekend. Okay. So you get the point. People are bending over backwards to pay it. People are saying, oh, I saw it was 60 cents, so I logged out from my membership and processed it as a guest. Oh, I can't believe some people would try and do 60 cents. But this one is the one that spoke to me the most, I think. I will absolutely pay the difference. It was very late and I was asleep, but I got a notification on my phone that the pens were live. At the end of the transaction, I saw the total and went back to buy more. I honestly thought somehow it was special. It was a special for gold members. I will email customer service. I wouldn't take advantage of a small business owner, much less you and your beautiful family. I honestly thought, dang, she must really have a lot of pens. Lesson learned. So, okay, so what I resonated with in that instance in particular was this, you have to buy right now mentality. So this site specifically often does the you gotta buy now, you gotta buy now, or it's gonna sell out. So it's already getting you to purchase now. So if you want me to purchase now, do you really think I have time to go and check if I'm halfway? First of all, let's talk about the devotion of these people. Like, you woke up out of your sleep to go buy some pens. I mean, I'll set an alarm for something early in the morning if I really, really want it. But a pen? A pen? Listen, I love a good pen. Y'all know I love me a good pen. I even just opened these. See, my planner shenanigan people, they got me jealous and envious and wanting to try these fountain pens. So I had ordered this bundle from the Angel Shop, and it came with fountain pens. I didn't know that because I don't be reading, and reading is fundamental. But they had these fountain pens. So I popped it in there yesterday and I was writing with it. I kind of like it. So, I mean, I get it. Pens are a dime a dozen, though, especially that pen. You can get that same pen at the Honeybee Shop. You can get that same pen in a Simply Gilded box. Don't they put one in every fucking box? Bruh, it's a $3 pen. It's a $3 pen. And yes, I know the pen's high because I just saw the Erin Condren selling them for $18.50. Bitch, it's a pen. I mean, where is the gold? Where is the gold? Comments in the chat. It's not that hard to change the price of something. Why is it hard trying to get everyone to, what is hard is trying to get everyone to email you three damn dollars. And what is too much hassle making individual invoices? What is that about? That is Jesus level devotion to those people who are trying to make that happen. Listen, it's not happening, buddies. It's not. I'm not doing it. And don't get me wrong, it's not that I want to take advantage of a small business. It's not that at all. Because if you know, if you ever watch my stories or if you've ever listened to me on the show, I support small businesses. And I only PR for people that I fuck with and support and spend my money with, right? How and ever you're not going to bully me and tell me like, oh, you knew better. And if you care about me, caring about you ain't got nothing to do with a sale. If I go to TJ Maxx and something ring up for less than it is, they're going to let me have it. That's a you loss, not a me loss. Why should I be side-eyed and speculated and my character destroyed because your system had a glitch? And instead of you immediately just canceling all the orders, because once you cancel the orders, I may not go back and buy whatever else I bought. That's probably where your fear was. Like, oh, bitch, you couldn't give me a 60-cent pen after I just paid $75 for some fucking pajamas? You got me fucked up. You got me all the way twisted. You got me twisted. You got me twisted. The chat says, her disorganized plan says, the gaslighting was real. It really was. And I don't like that. I don't like that. That is shiesty. That is shiesty. And let me put my spectacles back on. I had to take them off. One of these days, I'm going to do a live show. But then y'all will see how crazy I look for real. The last thing, okay, here we go. Okay, that was a double. Yeah, and then to find out, she ended up canceling all the orders anyway. She went on live and told them on Tuesday that they have to pay the difference for the glitch or they won't get the pens. Now listen. After you done told me to send all my people, after you done told me to send all my people to your site, now you're going to tell me that you canceling orders if they don't pay the difference? Ma'am. I mean, I don't even know what else to say. I don't know if you want me to say your name, but someone in the chat says, it's unlikely I would have bought a cheap pen, but the way I would have left that group and the customer base, listen, okay. So I don't know if we've ever had this talk before, but I'm about to tell y'all some real truth here. And I know I'm not going to name no names. I'm not going to say the shop name, but this is the same shop. And this is why I don't fool with this shop. I used to purchase from this shop. My sister got me started. I have all of the things. You hear me? All the things. I had every box, except for that like main character box, because I did not like all of it. I just liked some of the like the little ones. I didn't need a whole heap of them. I liked all of it. Well, I had gotten a couple of boxes that had some really funky patterns. They were cute, but I was a little over the patterns. They seemed repetitive, and I have proof. This can all be proven. And then I got a box that had a stamp, but no ink pad. Now, I don't know if y'all know, but I don't drive. And so from another company, I got a fountain pen type pen and no ink to go in it. So minding my business, I make a post in a planner group. Shout out to the Planner Outlaws for rallying around me and really loving on me that day, because I was really in a special spot. I had just lost my sister. I was feeling very vulnerable and weak and just not myself. Y'all know I'm El Chapo. Y'all know I done did all the things. And real gangster life. But I had lost all of everything. I was just down. So anyway, I made the post and I was like, hey, I'm really irritated with the patterns in these sub boxes. I don't think they're worth it anymore. And I'm really irritated with the fact that sub boxes can give you peanut butter, but no jelly, ham, no burger, et cetera, et cetera. And so in the comments, people are like, yeah, people kind of caught on. They didn't say no names. They're like, yeah, those patterns, nobody would ever wear that. It just looked like you just picked it up off of a rug. It looked like old wallpaper. I mean, they was dogging it. I never said a name. I just did my usual laugh out loud. Well, somebody got on there and was like, hey, I know you talking about X, Y, and Z shop. And I guess, I mean, I could. You can't sue me because I ain't got no money. I ain't going to say no names. If you need to really know, you can just DM me. You know, that's my favorite place for you to be, in my DMs. So they said the name of the shop. And so finally I was like, yeah, I'm really irritated. How you going to send me a stamp but no ink pad? You don't know if people have a way to get to these things. You don't know what kind of shops I have near me. This is also during the pandemic. And so you can't go nowhere. You don't know, you know, what's going to ship here, there, and anywhere. And so, yeah, I was like, yeah, it's fucked up. Well, of course, one of those Jesus-level devotees hopped up under my post and took up for so-and-so and so-and-so. And so I was like, hey, you know, you're right. It's my bad. I should have read the listing. I was under the impression that everything I needed would come with the box. I had been getting the box for forever. I had never gotten peanut butter and no jelly. I mean, what am I going to do with peanut butter, jelly, and no bread? Come on now. Give me enough to make a sandwich, right? Right? I mean, you're going to give me the kit. You gave me some washi. You gave me this. You gave me that. Why you can't just give me the stamp pad? Why go through the whole process of making stamps and not give your users stamp pads to use? Or why give them a fountain pen and not put no freaking ink in it? We don't know what a fucking ink is. What if I'm not a fountain pen user? It's bullshit. Anyway, and I still stand by that. And that's with any sub box. Don't give me something I cannot use right then. If, I mean, unless it is a stamping box and you know that people have ink pads, right? Because why would you subscribe to a stamping box if you're not a stamper who has stamping pads? You know what I'm saying? But if I'm just getting a planner stationery box and there is a new piece of stationery in there, you should give me all the tools that I need to be successful. You can tell me in the chat if I'm wrong for thinking that. You can call in and tell me. The number again is 515-602-9680. I'm not above reproach, but that's just, you know, something that I've been thinking about. Well, anyway, during this time, there were the owner of this company was like, you could chat with the owner. And they were trying to be engaging and build a rapport with their customers. Well, apparently, someone screenshot that whole text thread and sent it to the owner. And the owner sent me a text back and had some really nice, nasty words to say. Something to the effect of, if you're unhappy with your box, you can send it back and we'll refund you the money. And I'm like, no, that's not what I said. What I said was, I think that, you know, you needed to include the stamp pad. And I'm tired of the patterns. I mean, the last 3 months have been patterns. And I still have the dolls to prove it. Because how many times you want me to use these patterns, honey? Honey bunch? Okay. All right. Now, I wasn't the one going in the comments, but they were going in and it was funny. And yeah, I did laugh. I don't care. You're not going to check me over something I said someplace else. I don't give a fuck who or what your people had to say. So she managed to put me out of the group. Now, I'm not sure if you guys know, but I go by Riri. I also go by Erica Lynn. Erica is not my real name. So she put Erica out the group, not realizing that Riri was still in the group. Made a whole ass post about about Erica in the group, talking about how if you don't have something to the effect of, if you don't have the fashion sense to know that patterns are in, then you don't deserve to be here. And any slander basically will get you put out and all this other stuff. And so I tried one more time to kind of be like, hey, that ain't cool. And her only response was, I don't know who told you there was a post about you, but there's no post about you. Not knowing that I could see it. And, of course, I'm not going to tell my hand because I'm a whole investigator. You know what I'm saying? And so I have not fucked with said shop owner ever since. And I'm very vocal about it. Very, very vocal about it. So every time that I see something in regards to this same type of blind devotion, it really kind of throws me for a loop, because why would you want to be devoted to somebody who's so nasty to her customers? These same customers are paying your bills. They're giving you your likelihood for your likelihood for your whole family. Why would you do that? Like, how could you? I couldn't. Like, I mean, I'm all for mess. You know that. I'm all for mess. But I'm never going to be that nasty to somebody who didn't call your name, who was genuinely baffled by a lack of a product. I mean, y'all tell me where I'm wrong, because I'm cool. Plans and JC said, that's wild for a shop owner to take folks' opinions so personally. It's just a matter of taste. And I agree with that too. The patterns could have been for other people, but just for me. I mean, it wasn't that the pattern was ugly. It was just that it was too many very similar patterns in the same color scheme over and over and over again. And how many more times do you want me to use this? I get it. It's fall, and those are the colors that we use for falls, but baby, you can change. Plans and JC says, I wouldn't want to know what's going on. Like, it's not a shop owner's space. Like, book reviews aren't for authors, etc. I really agree with that. That was in a, if I had been in the space for that group and said, hey, anybody else tired of these ugly ass patterns? It would have been her absolute right to put me the fuck out. It would have been absolutely her right to put me the fuck out of her group. But I was not in her group. I was in a basic ass planner group. And her cronies, her loyal devotees, took some screenshots and sent them to her. At what point do you say, nah, I don't need to know what they're saying about me? At what point do you say, I need to protect my peace and not know what's going on in the back chat? Because that ain't my business. You know what I'm saying? Like, at some point, still, you got to relax. Everybody ain't gonna like everything, and you're not gonna be able to please everybody. And my biggest issue still is, where is my damn stamp pad? I mean, you mad about the pattern, and I'm mad about the stamp. I'm mad about the ink. Give me my ego. Give me my ink. So anyway, so I know that I'm a little hard on the owner about these 60 cent pens, but this, it all goes back to the whole, why? Why wouldn't you just cancel the orders? Why would you emotionally manipulate and straight up bully these people about a pen that, you, I mean, apparently you had enough of the pens to sell them, put them on sale. Just give count it an L, write it off on your taxes, you donated it to charity, something. You got all kind of tricks. Taxes ain't due till tomorrow. You're fine. You're fine, sis. Okay. Well, in that same vein, I want to talk about shops and giveaways and how I think it is really wrong to say that you're going to have a giveaway, host a giveaway, and never send people your prizes. Now, I have had giveaways, and I have been, it's been taking me a long time to get that shit there. It's been a while. But it's always been there, and I've sent, you know, the tracking and everything, and after that, it's out of my hand, I sent it, right? But you can't, and I want to call these people out, allegedly, but you cannot win a prize in December, and it is doggone damn near March, and you haven't gotten it yet. Like, what is going on with that? And in that same token, on that same token, if we in a Happy Meal swap, and I keep saying, I'm going to send you something, I'm going to send you something, I'm going to send you something, I'm going to send you something. Just don't tell me when, you know, don't tell me when. And I'm not talking about nobody specific here. This is just something that somebody told me to talk about. Because she keeps sending envelopes to this nice young lady, but every time she posts something, the lady will ask her, do you have doubles? Do you have doubles? Oh, the coffee is good. And if they do have doubles, they will send it. And if they do have doubles, not talking about anybody I know, but if they do have doubles, they'll send it. And they've been saying for months and months that they would send something in return because they're so appreciative and blah, 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 and have not sent anything yet. And so she called and said, well, what am I supposed to do? And I said, well, I'm going to put it out there to the people and see what the people say. So what do you do in an instance when people are telling you, I'm going to send you some Happy Mail because you've sent them several things over and over again and they haven't sent you anything back? Not that you're expecting anything back, but they keep saying that I'm sending you something back. And so I'm curious. And again, this is not for me and any of my Happy Mail pen pals. Y'all already know that I suck when it comes to sticking stuff in the mailbox because I don't drive. But it, your stuff be coming. It be on the way. One of the chat says, Plans and Jason says, exactly. If anything, I would want my people to present it to me in a kind way. Like, hey, this is some of the feedback we've been hearing. If and only if I'm in a place to receive feedback and I solicit it. That's right. So as a shop owner, you have to be in a place, a willing place, to accept the feedback that you are being given, because if not, it's just going to come off nasty, and that's not cool either. I don't really, you know, I don't really have much feedback for shops because I can't do it. Now, it's some stuff that I just don't like, but I won't buy it, right? Like, if you have a character, like, I've started liking ghost booties. Those are really cute. But if you had something else that I don't like, a character I don't like I'm probably not going to buy a sloth. It's so cute, but I can't put it in my planner. I mean, I could, but I usually don't. But I don't dislike it for you. I just dislike it for me. It's not, but who am I to tell you that's ugly? Cause as long as it sells, it sells. It's just not going to sell for me. You know what I'm saying? So, I don't know. I just, y'all, shop owners can do way more than I could do. And so I guess I have big grace when it comes to that. I don't know. Let's see what else I had on here. I always take notes on what we're supposed to be talking about. But I think that's it. I think that's it, y'all. I did a longer show today and didn't even need it. Okay. Well, there we go. There we have it. That was my show, and that was my story about why I don't fool with certain shops in the planner communities and why I don't like bullies and cults. And the fact that you have to have, oh, no, I'm lying. Wait a minute. Wait 1 minute. Let me talk about this other thing. And this is what actually gave me the name for my show today. Okay. So y'all know we be talking about big and big. Often. I do. Well, not often. I have. Because initially, I didn't want people to be taken advantage of in the planner community. People often will say, I've had a flood, I've had a fire, I've had X, Y, and Z. I've played you clips of her asking for planner things. I have read you several, you know, posts where she's, you know, flat out said, hey, do you have, let's see, do you have a certain type of planner? Here we go. Here's one. Do you have a certain type of planner that I could have? Does anyone have anything to de-stash they could send me? Stickers, pen, washi. I would be so grateful. Get a big box, open it up, and be big in the next day with the same shit. I mean, I have so many screenshots of it all. Well, there was a YouTuber. Her name is Exo Christina. Please go to her. Oh, that is so funny. Exo Christina, she has a YouTube channel. Listen. Go like, comment, and subscribe over there. XO Christina with the K. XOKRISTINA. She's also XO.Christina on Instagram. Go give her a follow just because Beg and Betty is trying to play her so hard. So she says, so XO Christina plans in a mini happy planner. She loves it. Her videos are really calm and soothing. She doesn't have a bad word to say about anybody. She's so sweet. So the sweet life of a planner girl says, so is the mini your catch-all planner? So small. Honestly, Happy Planner is so out. Laurel Denise and Erin Condren are in. You should really think about trying different planner brands. It would definitely get you more followers and views. It must be nice to have all that money. Bitch. Who the fuck? What did you tell me about? What are you talking about? Erin Condren and Laurel Denise is high. They're high. They're expensive. And did you purchase any of your planners, ma'am, or did you continue to beg for them? Okay. All right. Christina, so classily. She's so classy. Such a classy lady. She replied, interesting comment. As you can see, I love the size of an HP Mini, but I'm not using many HP items in it. Also, I still love HP, and the classic size, my current catch-all, will never not be a part of my lineup. My God is amazing, and it's true. I'm very blessed to have what I have, but to say I have, quote-unquote, all that money is weird when you don't know me. Thank God I do this channel for fun, huh? God bless you. Now, I'm starting to think that Beg and Betty is really feeling herself because She just reached, I think she said, 10,000 subscribers on YouTube. But on the little site where they talk about her all the time, they said she's purchased these subscribers. And so I guess she's feeling herself and think that she can just talk to people any old kind of way. Because, oh, what? Who is you talking to? And Christina was so classy. I wanted to go on the video and show my ass, but you know what? I did not. I am reformed. I am reformed. I'm not El Chapo no more. I am not El Chapo no more. I'm not El Chapo no more. Say it with me, people, because I wanted to cuss her out. She is just doing way too much. Why would you get on that lady video and comment that like it ain't what? So of course she has created a new planner account, and now people are calling her out. I don't want to say the name of the planner account because I don't want to give her more traction. I don't want to give her more energy or more, you know, clout than she deserves, because she really don't deserve none. And not because of anything else other than the fact that she be begging for planner stuff and think she can talk to people any kind of way just because she got 10,000 subs. That's not, I don't care how many subs you got. Not just me, other people do their content for them because they love it. They have people who love their things. I'm not going to change what I like to do. I can't fake it, right? Like, you got 40 planners. Let me not exaggerate. I can tell you specifically how many planners she has because she posted about it. And I took a picture because how in the fuck can you do that? Her planner stack is a prayerful planner, a Laurel Denise vertical catch-all. Okay, I'm sorry. Let me start over. The planner stack. Prayerful planner is faith planner. Laurel Denise is a catch-all vertical. Laurel Denise for budget. Laurel Denise mini horizontal school. Laurel Denise goal health. Laurel Denise teacher planner for content planning. Erin Condren A5 rings. Agenda compact vertical. Mental health journal. Erin Condren A5 rings. Agenda daily duo daily. Like, what? How can you even plan in all of them? And what I have seen you writing in them ain't too pretty. They're not even nice. How you praying for somebody else's downfall in your faith planner? Please, God, let me be better than them. Please, please, let me be better than them. And then when somebody sent you some stuff, who you was beefing with in the beginning, and now they sent you some stuff, then you go on there and burn it all up or try and burn it all up. Like, girl, what are you doing? So I just want y'all to steer clear and be careful about, you know, what you put. And I want you to make sure that you got on your big girl panties when you post your content, because it's going to always be somebody out there hating on you. You got to do what you got to do because you enjoy doing it. And I know it's hard sometimes to take the high road, but if that's the type of person you are, take the high road and don't let them get to you. You send them my motherfucking way, okay? Send them my way and we can cut them down with words. Because words mean things, and I know how to hurt their feelings. They might not understand it today, but once they go to the dictionary and look it up, they will understand that I have hurt their feelings tremendously. And so I beg and Betty, man, she's just really a mouthful. She's really a mouthful. And like I say, I'm only commenting on the planner aspect of it. I don't care about the rest of the stuff. But the planner part is, you can't be too good, baby. It's all paper and stickers. What you talking about, Happy Planner Mini ain't in? Baby, it's paper. My composition notebook could be in. What are you talking about? That is ridiculous. I don't know. It's ridiculous. And I know so many people are tired of people talking about her and downgrading her. And again, I come at it with a point, and this is something that was said to me. We talk about it as a way to promote dialogue, conversations about people who are taking advantage of the planner community, not just people in the community, but also the shop owners in the community. Because at what point do we say enough is enough? At what point do we stop having blind loyalty and we decide that we're not taking that shit no more? No, fuck you. I will buy digital and cut that shit out by hand. Or I will support a shop who, you know, will stand by me, stand and ride for me, and actually treat their customers right. I talked to one of the shops that I PR for, and they caught something that they had not said the right value for, and immediately was like, hey, let me add some stuff. Let me add some stuff to this so that this bundle is worth the right price. And those are the kind of shops that I will always ride for. And so if you hear me say that I fool with a shop, I want y'all to know that you are guaranteed that that shop owner is true. You know what I'm saying? Like they right. Even when I was PRing for that other lady, I would tell y'all the truth. Now we just don't say her name no more. You know what I'm saying? Because we're not sending nobody her way at all, ever, no more. So I'm really glad that you guys joined me, and I'm really glad that we were able to have this conversation. I'm so glad. Let's see. I think that's it this time for real, y'all. If there are no callers, if there are no people who'd like to hang with me and have any more comments in the chat, I will just do my sign-off thing. Please be sure to follow me at Real Talk with Riri on Instagram. You can go into my LinkedIn tree in my bio, and you can buy me a coffee because you know how much I love it. Duh. Maybe some creamer. I mean, if you have something specific, a specific type of coffee you want me to try, do it. Send it my way, and I'll try it. What else could I say? Oh, you can visit all the shops in my link tree also. Frolic and Brains is having an Oh My Star sale tonight. I think it ends tonight or tomorrow. You can drop the code Erica22 and get my cute freebie. I don't know. Have y'all seen my new freebie? It's so cute. Nobody told me what the holiday was this week, but I'll tell you on Sunday. I hope you celebrate. You can also do Cuteness Boutique. I think my code is Erica20. Also, for all of you who are traveling to Go Wild, I want you to be safe. You can also subscribe to the YouTube channel and listen to us over there if you're not interested in listening to us live and joining in the only planner live radio show where you can have discourse and you can have conversation and let your thoughts be heard. Somebody finally said it. 420 is the holiday. Ding, 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 ding. All right, Plan with CCK, I'll jump in my inbox. I'll send you a hot $5 for your winning the prize. What was I saying? I forgot. Well, anyway, you can go on YouTube and look at my planner flip through. You can listen to the episodes over there. If you need somebody to keep you company while you're doing some hard work. I know you've heard me talk about the Get Lit Book Club. Well, me and her disorganized plans have decided that we're going to do the other side of Get Lit in conjunction with Big Books with Bug. What? I don't know. With Deb. Y'all know who Deb is. Find her. Anyway, if you're interested, the first book we're going to read is The Weight of Blood by Tiffany D. Jackson. It's going to be real relaxed, real mellow. Welcome to the dark side, my people. I don't know what else to do. It's April, and I hope that you guys have a super, super good night. Y'all, please be sure to send up prayers and love and hope and healing for all the members of Sean's family, her planner family. We love to see it. We love that camaraderie because planner friends make the best friends, y'all. Remember, we keep it messy over here and never malicious, and I hope to talk to you soon. Thursday, midweek check-in. Don't forget. Bye.